How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great A kind of day. Do you have a senior in your life? Is providing care for that senior introducing potential financial or psychological strain into your life? Well, today's special guest co-host, Frank Bastard, financial advisor, is here to provide tips that can help to mitigate some of those potential financial or psychological pressures. Now, Frank, it says here that you started out in business at an early age and that your failures at an early age were valuable learning experiences that have assisted you in providing financial advice for people today. Is that true?
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Oh, yes. It's so, so great to be here on Great A Nation. Thank you very much. So, yes, my very first brand concept was a yogurt store, and it was an adult-oriented yogurt store. It was called Thick Loads. You can get soft-serve yogurt in a cup. And then you can weigh it based on, you know, how much yogurt and fixins and toppings you add in there. And it was really a fun idea. You can get gummies shaped like big tits or, you know, little pieces of chocolate that were shaped like cock and balls.
Mr. Bastard, I just want to remind you that Great A Nation is not necessarily a, you know, G-rated podcast, but we still want to be sensitive to parents that want to listen to the show with their family members. So it's kind of a PG-13 podcast. You're not going to get too crazy, are you?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I totally understand. And actually, this experience that I had with the Thick Loads yogurt brand actually taught me, you know, you have to be mindful of your audience. So if I can talk a little bit more, you know, it would be great for me to demonstrate, you know, the need to know your audience.
All right. I understand.
Okay, so I decided to open up the very first Thick Loads in Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, we opened up next to an LDS bookstore because at that shopping center, that unit, the lease was so cheap. It was such a good deal that we thought, hey, this is going to be an easy way to get started, right?
Well, I'm not really sure that if you're opening an adult-oriented yogurt shop, that placing it immediately next to a Mormon bookstore is going to be conducive to business.
Okay, Hotshot, you know, I was a young kid, I was just getting started, I got a loan from the bank, and a loan from my father, and, you know, I just had an idea, and I had a passion. Okay, now, that, you know, I did get in trouble when I created the flavor, because if you're gonna have an adult-oriented yogurt store, and you just have vanilla, coconut, you know, pistachio, passion fruit. Oh, that's so boring. So my idea was that we're going to create a flavor that tasted like male ejaculate.
Frank, I think I mentioned this already, but you know, try and keep it PG-13. I don't think a yogurt flavor that tastes like male ejaculate is something that people want to hear about or is sponsor friendly.
Oh, well, you know, I just want to be forthcoming because, you know, as a financial advisor, I have to tell people about the successes, the failures, and everything in between. So I went to many sperm banks to taste test. All right, you know, if you're just going to be talking about how you went to sperm banks and were trying out various flavors, I don't think we want to hear it. Oh, so you're going to be one of those. You're going to be one of those. Okay, I bought time to be on this show. And if you're not going to let me say what I want to say, you know, maybe I'll just leave. I don't want you to leave. I just don't really want to hear about you trying out different sperm samples to determine which tasted the best. Okay. We'll just move on to the topic. Okay, because you said you wanted to talk about senior care, right?
That's right. Because we had the Robert Mueller testimony, and a lot of people said, you know, this isn't me, but that former special counselor, I think I'm a little bit flustered by that talk of male ejaculate yogurt, that having someone that is 74 years old testify in front of Congress, he came across as old and a little bit feeble, didn't seem to know where he was, much less what was in the report. And so when legislators were asking him questions, he gave somewhat cryptic answers, and he couldn't really explain things in much detail. And so that got a lot of people talking about, okay, so what happens when you have someone who is very sharp, but they reach a certain point where they're not so sharp anymore? What do you do?
Well, that's an excellent question. Oh, so, so good. You know, as a financial advisor, I always do my best to give top-notch advice. And I know this Robert Mueller character is 74 years old, which is really, when you think about it, not too old. Because I think Tom Selleck, you know, Magnum PI, Tom Selleck is 74 years old. And, you know, when you see him on TV, he looks great. And, you know, looking at that mustache of his, you just think, man, it would have been so, so good if he was a sponsor, or should I say a spokesperson for Thick Loads.
What does Tom Selleck have to do with Thick Loads?
Well, all I'm saying is his mustache, okay? Okay, Tom Selleck's known for his mustache, okay? So if he were a spokesperson for Thick Loads, I would have done a print campaign where, you know, you see a magazine and you open it up, you turn the page, and there's Tom Selleck with a bunch of yogurt all over his mustache, and you know it's the male ejaculate flavor.
Okay, all right. Can you get back on track with the Robert Mueller consideration? You know, when someone's fairly sharp for much of their life, but then they kind of lose a step.
Oh, okay, all right, well, I was just making a point. Okay, so, you know, Tom Selleck is 74, you have Rod Stewart singing Christmas songs off a teleprompter at 74, and he's raking in the dough. So sometimes, you know, you're going to have a 74-year-old that can, you know, you can make money off of.
What? I'm not saying you're supposed to make money off of the senior in your life. I'm just saying You know, if someone is not really capable of doing the things that they used to, what do you do?
Okay, you put it in a very nice way. Thank you very much. Okay, so if you have a senior like Robert Mueller, who kinda seems zonked, kinda seems brain dead. I mean, it's like dealing with a zombie. My financial advice is to not use resources on this particular senior. Why waste money? Okay, why bother?
So what you're saying is that people should not put any money into the care for a senior that seems to be struggling mentally?
That's right. Okay, that is 100% on the money. And perhaps the most obvious tip I could give is that you feed Robert Mueller, or someone like Robert Mueller, you're going to feed him leftovers. Because why waste money on someone who doesn't even have the mental faculties to appreciate it? Okay, you know, you go to Panera Bread and you get someone a sandwich and soup and a pastry, and you know it can be cat food for all they care. They can't even tell the damn difference.
Okay, I'm not really sure that people are gonna be wanting to feed the senior in their life.
Yeah, stutter it out.
Well, I'm just saying that there's going to be instances where people are not going to want to feed the senior in their life cat food.
Well, I didn't say feed them cat food. I said feed them leftovers because, you know, I'll tell you from my personal experience, I just love Chinese food. I love Chinese food, okay? So why would I waste money getting fresh Chinese food for someone who is too old to even know, you know, what their own name is? Okay, they don't even know their own name anymore. Why waste money on some delicious Chinese food when I can just give them my leftovers and save money?
Okay, so if you were in the situation where you were taking care of Robert Mueller, you're saying that you would give him your leftover Chinese food.
That's right. Okay, so, you know, I just love to get all kinds of dishes from the Chinese restaurant near my place. I mean, egg rolls, General Tso's chicken, mushy pork. Oh, good gosh, it's so good. I mean, Peking beef, shrimp and scallops, oh, sweet and sour chicken, kung pao shrimp, broccoli beef. Oh, I love broccoli beef. So delicious. Vegetable lo mein, barbecue pork, crab's rangoon, fried wontons, Hunan beef, steamed dumplings. Oh, wonton soup. I love wonton soup. Okay, so if you get some of these dishes, a combination of these dishes, and you have some left over, because, of course, you can't have all that in one sitting. I mean, what are you, a blimp? So you're going to have some food left over, and you're going to give those leftovers to Robert Mueller or the other senior in your life.
Okay, so your recommendation is to provide leftovers to the senior in your life, and that not paying for fresh food is a cost-effective way to provide care. Is that what I'm getting from you?
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right. Okay, because a nuked up broccoli beef is just as delicious as broccoli beef freshly prepared, but you don't have to pay for a whole new batch of broccoli beef, okay? Okay? It's just sound financial reasoning that you're not going to pay full price for someone who can't tie their own shoes, struggles to get out of bed, forgets to take their pills. I mean, you know, I mean, this person is essentially taking up space.
All right, I don't want to be derogatory or ageist on the program.
Oh, give me a break. Okay, so you're gonna tell me that you're gonna buy some Kung Pao shrimp, fresh batch for Robert Mueller, and you know he's gonna eat it and crap it in his diaper 20 minutes later and not even know what happened, and you're just not gonna care. You're not gonna care.
Well, I'm.
Oh, see, I got you there. I got you there, didn't I?
You didn't really get me. It's just that I think a lot of people have compassion and heart, and saying that you're just going to feed someone who's been a big part of your life for many years cold leftovers is somewhat cruel.
Well, who said anything that they had to be cold? It doesn't have to be cold. You could get a microwave, and oh my God, that vegetable lo mein is gonna be as good as new. You know, it's gonna taste like it was just out of the kitchen.
All right. Well, that was an interesting perspective, and I appreciate it.
Oh, so that's it. You're just gonna cut it off. You know, that's what I paid for.
Well, I think we'll let the audience decide. If they think your advice is good, they'll reach out to us on Twitter at GradeAUSA, or provide a voicemail message on anchor.fm/GradeAUSA. And you know, if they put your advice into use and they save money, oh, we'll have you back and we'll let you give some more financial advice to the folks.
Oh, so it's based on the audience and not the fact that I paid money to be on this show. So they dictate what happens. They're the ones who determine everything.
Well, I'm the decision maker, ultimately, but, you know, I do have to cater to what my audience is interested in.
Oh, okay, so kind of sounds like a pandering pussy to me, but all right.
Well, okay, that's a nice way to close things. Great A Nation, we appreciate you listening in. If you enjoyed Frank Bastard's financial tips, let us know. We'll have him back on. And maybe he can tell us a bit more about some other areas of the financial realm. Take care.